insane dials cross the restless waters. The evil present lurks in the open, unseen because it is unnoticed. The people mock themselves in sticky circles, shaking their booties to random beats. But the mood turns happy when we go to war, show them who's boss and kick some foreign ass. Bootleg nation, army of stoners, political refugees from every known camp. Blood on the moon, lilies in the water, a billion bugs in the sky, vibrating a song not heard in 3 million years. Genetically engineered cigarettes grow into their own papers. Pick 'em and smoke 'em. They come in 3 flavors: full tobacco, pipe weed, and cherry. Post-holiday buzz, all secure except in my lungs. What does this all mean? Watch me with your cryptic beams. The evil president is in the White House having dinner with Hassani Saba. Saba is on America's most wanted list for blowing up an orphanage for gifted children and kicking her hopes to cure cancer in the balls hard. It seems he is on good terms with the president, though. They snort some more super ultra high grade cocaine and giggle. Just 5 days ago, the president was on TV telling the American people that the hunt for Hassani Saba is still in full force. He can run, but he cannot hide. The president yelled, thumping his fist on the podium. The podium played a pre-recorded sound of a podium being struck hard with lots of bass. The enhancement so that when the president hit, it sounded like a very powerful man. It impressed football-watching, beer-drinking Americans all over. It was so nice to have a leader who would finally do what needs to be done, kill the foreigners all over the globe. Between holidays, it's not very safe. Nobody knows for sure what day Dead Folks Day falls on. It could eat you in the night. I've had nightmares about the vehicle of the dead for years, that it will come and take me away.